This week's Parsha Va'era begins by establishing what we call the famous Lashonot Geula. We describe them, or we drink the four cups of wine on Seder night, which are connected, which correlate with the four Lashonot, the four descriptions of Geula, of the redemption of the Jewish people from Mitzrayim. And the Torah says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Moshe, Lachein emor lebnei Yisrael, Hashem tells Moshe, tell them, Ani Hashem, ve'otzeiti etchem mitachat tzivlot Mitzrayim, I will take you out from the pains and suffering of Mitzrayim, ve'itzalti etchem me'avodatam, I will save you from the work and the enslavery, ve'ga'alti etchem bezro'a netuya, I will redeem you with an outstretched arm, ve'lakachti etchem li'la'am, I will take you and embrace you as a nation. Ve'ayiti lachem l'elokim, I will be for you a God. Ve'idatem ki ani Hashem elokechem, amotzi etchem mitachat zivlot Mitzrayim. These psukim are clearly concentrating on the fact that Hashem promises that He will take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, save them from the slavery, embrace them as a nation as they exit from Egypt. And finally, the Torah continues. Hashem tells Moshe to tell Klal Yisrael, "Veheveti etchem el haaretz asher nasati et yadi latetota laAvram leYitzchak leYaakov," and I will bring you to the land that my hand will carry you to. "Venatati ota lachem morashani Hashem," and I will give you this land, namely Eretz Yisrael, as your inheritance to have forever. And indeed, in the ensuing pasuk, when Moshe responds to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or when Moshe rather gives over this information to Klal Yisrael, the Torah tells us, "Vayidaber Moshe kein el bnei Yisrael." Obviously, Moshe is a loyal servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gives over exactly what Hashem tells him to. "Velo shamu el Moshe mikotzer ruach umeavodah kasha." The Torah tells us that Klal Yisrael are not or do not listen to Moshe from the hard work and their broken spirit. And the question is why? Did Klal Yisrael at this point, particularly after a number of the Makot plagues that already transpired, did they really question God's divinity? Did they really question that Moshe was the messenger of Hashem? Why? And certainly you would think that people who were in the bowels of slavery would demonstrate belief at least out of desperation. We have nothing else to hold on to. Take us out of Mitzrayim. Sure we believe. Why not? What do we have to lose? So why does the Torah tell us that they could not listen to Moshe from the enslavery, from the work, and their broken spirits? Does this mean that they did not believe? The Ramban says, of course not. The Ramban is sensitive to this and explains. Indeed, Klal Yisrael did believe in what Moshe was telling them. However, the Torah tells us, lo shamu el Moshe. It doesn't mean lo haminu el Moshe. They believed in Moshe, they just didn't listen wholeheartedly to what Moshe was telling them. Why? They didn't internalize it, says the Ramban, because they were burdened with work. They had no time to truly digest the information that Moshe was telling them. And even more so, says the Ramban, Paro and the Mitzrim were in the middle of enslaving them. They were slaves. They were working for the Mitzrim. There was a quota that they had to fill by the end of the day. Did they have time to sit and listen to Moshe, ponder, question, involve, understand, internalize what Moshe was telling them? Certainly not. They were fearful for their lives. That was their first concern. And therefore they heard what Moshe said and they went on with their work. But they didn't really pay heed to what Moshe was telling them because of the concern of their life and filling the quota of their slavery, of the work that they had to do for that day. So says the Ramban. The Meshech Chachma, Rav Meir Simcha Medvinsk, is also sensitive to this particular problem, but he offers a fantastic insight. Says the Meshech Chochma, clearly Klal Yisrael believed what Moshe was telling them, but only partially. The part in which Moshe tells them, "V'hotzeiti etchem mitachat tzivlot Mitzrayim, I'll take you out of Egypt, I'll save you from Egypt, I'll redeem you from the slavery," that part they listened to and subscribed to wholeheartedly. But the part of the following pasuk at the end, by which Moshe concluded his words from Hashem, "V'heveti atchem el haaretz asher nasati et yadi latet ota l'Avram Yitzchak l'Yaakov," the part where God promises that I will take you to Eretz Yisrael and give you Eretz Yisrael as an inheritance, this, says the Meshech Chochma, Klal Yisrael did not have time to fathom and did not have time to ponder. This they did not necessarily accept or internalize. Why? Says the Meshech Chochma, it is human nature. When a person is faced with an obstruction or an ordeal, certainly one which is as challenging as slavery, where one is faced with the possibility of losing his life under the whip, then that person will only deal with the task at hand. He only wants to hear about the here and now. Where I'm going to live later on, where you're going to take me, that we'll deal with later on. But right now, I am feeling the lash of the whip on my back. Just take me out of Mitzrayim and that would be enough. And therefore, says the Meshech Chochma, Klal Yisrael listened to Moshe with regards to coming out of Mitzrayim, but with regards to coming to Eretz Yisrael, that's something that they were not yet prepared to internalize because it didn't demand it at the moment. At the moment we want to be delivered, at the moment we want the Exodus. And therefore, interestingly enough, this is confirmed in the psukim after the Torah tells us that Klal Yisrael did not listen. Vayedaber Hashem a Moshe leimor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe as follows: Bo daber al Paro melech Mitzrayim vishalach epnei Yisrael me'artzo. Go to Paro and tell him to let Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. וידבר השם משה ואל אהרון ויצווה מל בני ישראל להוציא את בני ישראל מארץ מצרים. And indeed, the Torah confirms that God tells Moshe and Aaron to talk to Bnei Yisrael again, together or afterwards with Paro as well, with regards to which instruction? That Klal Yisrael will and are to come out of Mitzrayim. There is no longer a mention with regard to Eretz Yisrael. That already is something which, it's true, we'll deal with once you're out of Egypt. According to this pshat, this understanding of the Meshech Chochma, one can ask the following question. If indeed Klal Yisrael were not prepared to listen about Eretz Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of changed the direction by which there was only focus exclusively on coming out of Mitzrayim afterwards in the conversation that goes on between Moshe and Bnei Yisrael and Moshe and Paro, why then did HaKadosh Baruch Hu feel it necessary to introduce the idea of Eretz Yisrael in the first place? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe, this is what you should tell Klal Yisrael, yes, coming out of Mitzrayim, but yes, also going into Eretz Yisrael? And why did he set up Moshe to tell Klal Yisrael, yes, you will be going to Eretz Yisrael as well, when indeed Klal Yisrael were not prepared or not willing to listen to that part of the promise at this particular juncture? Why then incorporate it as part of the message? And I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah is demonstrating a very important issue for Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Bnei Yisrael, not only then, with regards to them coming out of Mitzrayim and inheriting Eretz Yisrael, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving the Jewish people a glimpse of what he would expect from them in the future. God told the Jewish people through Moshe, I am aware, and you should be aware, coming out of Mitzrayim is only a part of your long and arduous history. Because eventually there will be undoubtedly future exiles that you will experience. And I want you to be cognizant that particularly when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, it is never easy. When you look at Eretz Yisrael, you might paint a picture of a bleak future. There's always an excuse to say, let's not think about Eretz Yisrael. We're not there now. Not at this juncture. Not at this time. We can't incorporate or internalize or think about Eretz Yisrael right now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that is not acceptable. Because even in the eyes of adversity, Eretz Yisrael must always remain in the forefront of a person's mind. Eretz Yisrael must always be placed on a person's agenda, regardless of the difficulties and obstacles that stand in front of you. This past summer, all of you are aware that there was a war in Eretz Yisrael in the north, and I called a friend of mine, Rav Zini Shalita, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshivat Hezder in Haifa. And I said to him, you know, Kvod Arav, I live in Beit Shemesh. Why don't you come down and spend a few days down here in Beit Shemesh? Leave Haifa, it's right now what we would consider a danger zone, and take a break. Take your family away so it shouldn't be that they shouldn't be in danger. And he said to me, what? I told my students in the yeshiva that no one is to leave the yeshiva in Haifa. Because if we're not on the front lines as soldiers right now, we are on the front lines and the walls of the Beit Midrash. We protect what goes on in this country. And you are asking me to leave parts of my country because of the danger that exists? Never. I'm not going anywhere. This is what I told my students, and this is what I tell you. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, we're never leaving. We're never going anywhere. There's always going to be wars and challenges and difficulties and hardships. But that's not an excuse not to have Eretz Yisrael in the forefront of our minds. And therefore, this attitude that is implanted here in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe to tell Klal Yisrael. Yes, Hashem afterwards can accept that Klal Yisrael is not ready right now. But the first thing he tells Moshe is, first you got to tell them, I'm bringing you to Eretz Yisrael. The question that we can ask ourselves in Parshat Vayera around the Shabbat table, did Hashem force Paro to keep Bnei Yisrael as slaves by hardening his heart? If so, how could Paro have the freedom of choice to let Bnei Yisrael go? Shabbat Shalom.